Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
No, we don't want the governor, the evil governor of Michigan or California or Pennsylvania or New York, where they sent people that had COVID-19 and pneumonias to old people's nursing homes to kill them, to jack up the death numbers and get money. We don't want people to kidnap them or shoot them on the side of the street. We want to have them indicted. And that's moving forward in New York and other areas. But I guess that's the false flag. Look for a militia to get busted trying to kidnap Governor Cuomo. A militia to get busted trying to kidnap Governor Wolf of Pennsylvania. That's what's happened. The feds love Michigan. They love setting up the good old boys up there. They've had so many feds leading those militias. You can always tell the feds. They always go, "Shut up, Jones. You're a fed. Don't say militias are evil and unconstitutional and we're all feds." I'm like, I didn't say that. I said, a lot of times feds lead them. It's come out hundreds of times to try to set people up. And I predicted they'd set up Atari militia because of one of the promo videos I saw them put out. I mean, I saw that and I was like, oh, they're going to set that group up a year before they did. I mean, I know setups when I see them, and so do you. Hey, here's President Trump talking about how he did this Regeneron, and if it worked for him, great. He may have already had a blood infection he didn't know about. He does seem supercharged, rejuvenated. The media is claiming he's on drugs or something. I mean, sometimes you take a bout of antibiotics or something, it really makes you feel better. He also took some of those, they're saying. Here's what the president had to say, and about China.
They're going to say that they're therapeutic, and I guess they are therapeutic. Some people don't know how to define therapeutic. I view it different. It's a cure. For me, I walked in, I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I went to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president. But I spent 4 days there, and I went in. I wasn't feeling so hot. And within a very short period of time, they gave me Regeneron. It's called Regeneron. And other things, too, but I think this was the key. But they gave me Regeneron, and it was, like, unbelievable. I felt good immediately. I felt as good 3 days ago as I do now. So I just want to say we have Regeneron. We have a very similar drug from Eli Lilly, and they're coming out, and we're trying to get them on an emergency basis. We've authorized it. I've authorized it. And if you're in the hospital and you're feeling really bad, I think we're going to work it so that you get them, and you're going to get them free. And especially if you're a senior, we're going to get you in there quick. We have hundreds of thousands of doses that are just about ready. I have emergency use authorization all set, and we got to get it signed now. And you're going to get better. You're going to get better really fast. This is things that nobody even thought of a few months ago. The job that the scientists, the labs, everybody have done is incredible. Then in addition to that, you have various other drugs that help a lot. But these, I view these, I know they call them therapeutic. But to me, it wasn't therapeutic. It just made me better. Okay? I call that a cure. So I want to get these things done. So we have to get them done. We have to get them approved. I want to get them to the hospitals where people are feeling badly. That's much more important to me than the vaccine. So we have these drugs, Eli Lilly and the others that are so good. But they are, in my opinion, remember this, they're going to say that they're therapeutic. And I guess they are therapeutic. Some people don't know how to define therapeutic. I view it different. It's a cure. For me, I walked in. I didn't feel good. A short 24 hours later, I was feeling great. I went to get out of the hospital. And that's what I want for everybody. I want everybody to be given the same treatment as your president. Because I feel great. I feel, like, perfect.
Now, look, what he's doing is he's taking away the narrative that we can never open back up again. We've got to have a world collapse and financial collapse. That's the globalist plan. Consolidate control, start the third world. That's why this is such a big deal, and I've got news on that coming up next segment. In fact, guys, I had a big article here I can't find about mass starvation at the highest levels ever seen, and also billions of meals are going to be missed here in the United States alone. But regardless, that's all coming up. But also, it's that COVID's not that strong if you've got a good diet. I'm not saying Trump's perfect, but he gets a lot of calories. I mean, I guarantee he's taking a multivitamin. So it also shows how weak COVID is that he was sick for 2 days. That's what I'm saying. Most people never even get a fever with it. He was 75 overweight, so he did.
2020 electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, you can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Infowars.com is tomorrow's news today. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
You had some things to hide. Should have hidden it, shouldn't you?
We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. Broadcasting worldwide on this live Thursday edition. Laura Loomer, who's got a really good chance of winning an uphill battle, but she's now ahead in Florida, is going to be joining us to talk about the election, about the debates last night, and so much more. I have stacks of articles, stacks of great video clips. I have so much to get to, but I've just got to go back to what I just spent most of the last hour on, because it all ties together. America may need international intervention. New York Times, even Democrats, may find it hard to imagine that the leader of the free world would benefit from United Nations oversight. Now, it just so happens he's saying this, this globalist. Look at the guy that wrote the article. He's saying this while the Communist Party 2 days ago in the UN said we are a failed racist country that shouldn't even exist. Think about that. That should not even exist. Because we're racist. That's the whole UN ethos. And most of the world's brown, most of the world isn't white, so they can organize brown people that white people are bad and then use the UN to conquer via racial dominance. But of course, they're just going to exploit the brown people like they always do. It's the West has the idea of unifying us around freedom and Christianity that transcends what color we are that's been successful. The UN doesn't want that. They want the division. And so we have Loretta Lynch, the former attorney general, all of them saying have the UN occupy these cities. And let's talk about what he says here in the article. He says the UN must be engaged in oversight of the president and America. Again, what does oversight from a thesaurus mean? Okay? Control, handling, inspection, maintenance, management, surveillance, administration, which means governance, guardianship, guard, keep, own. And so that's how this works. It isn't UN troops come marching in. Your local government goes under UN regulation, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, and then they just buy off your media. They buy off the cops. They buy everybody off. But there they all are for TV viewers. You can see all the articles. This is real. Radio listeners, any of you can search this. And so we're now far into the UN Memorandum 7277 to take over this country, and it's a big, big deal. And they just hope to have it come out and then just be over. And they're very upset that Trump is pulling our troops out of all these countries where we pay for it, where it doesn't even help the people that are there or us and our national interests, but it helps the UN, the CHICOMs, and others. That's why they're so violently angry right now at President Trump in America, because they want the power. Trump could be a bad guy. They'd still hate him because he's in control himself. He's a good guy in control. They're really pissed. He could be a horrible guy that wasn't giving them the power. They hate him, too. It's about dominance. It's about control. Now, let's move into last night's debate and why they're really upset.
Here's all you need to know. Telemundo deletes Twitter poll following VP debate after Kamala gets crushed by 74-26. The last Telemundo poll a few weeks ago when Trump had the debate, I guess it was just last week, seems like 100 years ago, so much is going on. You know what I mean? Time is moving really fast, but also it seems like forever. It's like both. It's a paradox. Last week he won. Trump did by 66, and I agree. Trump won, but Pence just smashed her. And even CNN's like, well, she's a woman. He ganged up on her. Oh, so a woman can't debate as good as a guy. No, there are women that can debate as good as men, and Kamala Harris ain't it. Kamala Harris is not good on her feet. I mean, she's better than Joe Biden, who can barely talk. That's why she's the replacement for him, and they admit it. Mike Pence just stomped on Kamala and debate moderator on transfer of power question. I want to play this first because this ties into the whole UN situation. Everything ties back into this. Everything goes back into this issue where they say, are you going to allow the transfer of power? And he's like, you, the Democrats are the ones that constantly try to block the transfer of power. You're the ones who tried to block us for 4 years. You're the ones saying you're going to contest the election. What are you talking about? Finally, someone calling them out. But see, that's their narrative. Oh, we're going to contest. And if you contest that, then we say you're a dictator. The UN needs to come in. We're going to activate race riots as the cover for what we're doing. And a color revolution. So I forget which one of the clips that is. Clip 26. When you talk about accepting the outcome of an election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. Finally, reality hits this witch between the eyes.
The movement of Americans has only grown stronger in the last 4 years. But when you talk about accepting the outcome of the election, I must tell you, Senator, your party has spent the last 3.5 years trying to overturn the results of the last election. It's amazing. When Joe Biden was Vice President of the United States, the FBI actually spied on President Trump and my campaign. I mean, there were documents released this week that the CIA actually made a referral to the FBI documenting that those allegations were coming from the Hillary Clinton campaign. And, of course, we've all seen the avalanche, what you put the country through for the better part of 3 years until it was found that there was no obstruction, no collusion, case closed. And then Senator Harris, you and your colleagues in the Congress tried to impeach the President of the United States over a phone call. And now Hillary Clinton has actually said to Joe Biden that under no circumstances should he concede the election. So let me just say, I think we're going to win this election. President Trump and I are fighting.
Very powerful. Okay, Laura Loomer's coming up. Don't forget, we're doing a 40-hour broadcast that runs until midnight tonight. We're well into it. We're trying to get straight sponsorships where you give $10, $50, $100. You can click a special link and you go to recurring sponsorship there. That way, we don't make 30, 40% on your order. We make 95% on it. That can fund us so much. I want to thank you all. Just go to InfoWarsStore.com. You can find it all in the support link. But what you really need to do to support yourself and your family and us is get products you already need. High-quality supplements, books, films, T-shirts, water filtration, highest rated, air filtration, highest rated. The prices are incredible. InfoWarsStore.com. And look at these headlines. It is being projected that there could be an 8 billion meal shortage as American food banks over the next 12 months. The federal government is projecting. It's breaking down. Trump's tried to stop this, but it's just we can hardly get any of the products we get. Anything we advertise, we have in stock. A lot of stuff isn't available anymore, and it's discontinued because it's breaking down, folks. It's falling apart. Big articles on InfoWars.com. A link to Michael Steiner's End of the American Dream blog. It's got all the documents. Here's another one. Zero Hedge. Top U.S. food bank warrants of nationwide meal shortages in next 12 months. It's just going to get worse. Even if Trump gets in and tries to turn it around, we've got to have a total turnaround. It's going to be really rough. If we don't have a total turnaround in this lockdown globally, it's going to be collapse of the third world, flooding us. Again, the U.N. turns off the food, turns off the commerce. The third world collapses. They then organize those giant hordes, weaponized to come up here and take over, and then everybody's screwed.
It's the New World Order operation. Who runs the COVID-19 lockdown? The UN. Who says give them more money to stop the food shortages? They've ordered. The UN. The COVID isn't killing people. The lockdown is. And I know you know that, but there has been major payment processing problems across the internet in the last day. It's not us. It's the big banks and the big processing things. Overnight, most of them were down last night. It's a war between China and the U.S. Everybody knows about the cyber attacks. So a lot of folks couldn't order at InfoWarsStore.com or make donations last night. It's up. It's secure. It's going right now. I would go there. You can also go to preparewithalex.com. Because of that, they extended it a couple days. They're extending it 3 days. And that's it for specials. They haven't done My Patriot Supply specials in years because they're already the lowest price out there for high-quality food. But it's $600 off on a year's supply, $300 on a six-month, $160 on a three-month, and a bunch of other specials at preparewithalex.com. The full catalog of My Patriot is at InfoWarsStore.com. You already get the great price. Same price you get at My Patriot. But when you go to preparewithalex.com, you will find the lowest price anywhere. You can also call 888-411-0350 and get the exact same prices. And operators can walk you through at 888-411-0350. Preparewithalex.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Whey and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325, or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendovite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. Ken Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Other big guests throughout the day as we continue with our 24-plus hour marathon transmission, 40 hours total, past midnight tonight. And I know you're awake, and I know you're informed, and I know you're awesome. Just don't forget to hit your email list, your text messages, your word of mouth. Hey, the truth is live at 2020electioncenter.com. To take the live feed, headline, bombshell, New York Times calls for the UN to occupy the U.S. during race war after election. I mean, they're really preparing for this. They say they're going to do this. And so the censorship we've seen against Laura Loomer, the deplatforming, not letting her, you know, use all these big tech functions, the technocracy, like Uber, like Airbnb, that's now all basically happened to me. I mean, I operate through my family stuff, through my wife's credit cards. But when you try out Alex Jones, they just say, Alex Jones, no, you are refused service. And it really is Trump's greatest failing that he's not addressed this with actual action when it's clear racketeering, clearly criminal, over the top. And now they're shadow banning and banning everybody and admitting that they're doing it for the election. So Laura Loomer's like, hey, it's okay. I'll just go to Congress and get elected. So she ran. She won the primary when they said she wouldn't. She won by much greater numbers, even though the polls showed her winning. Well, the polls show her neck and neck, even in skewed polls right now, or ahead of the Democrat right there in Trump's district. So very exciting. And so she's a microcosm of the rest of the world and a testament of taking action. We'll talk some about her campaign coming up next segment. Right now, what do you think of the debate last night? I know you did a debate watch party. I saw some of that online. What do you make of the COVID lockdown? What do you make of them trying to openly say the UN is going to take over? What do you expect the deep state Democrats to pull coming up on November 4th? The day after the election.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Alex. It's a pleasure to be back on again. And look, I was watching the debate last night, and one thing is clear, that Kamala Harris is no match for Vice President Mike Pence. She could barely keep up. He absolutely filleted her last night. And it sounds like she was just stuttering over her words. I just noticed the lack of eloquence in her speech and just how much of a better speaker Vice President Mike Pence is compared to Kamala Harris. And I also just found it to be, like, very bizarre, the way that she was so condescending and this kind of mean girl smirk she had on her face the entire night. I had a watch party, but then I was also at a private fundraiser last night. There were a lot of very successful people at the fundraiser, and none of the men or the women, and this was a mixed group too. They're not all conservatives, right? This was a group of primarily Jewish individuals who I was in the room with last night. Some were Democrat, some were Republican, but nobody liked Kamala Harris. She was very off-putting, and so I think that hands down, Mike Pence won the debate, regardless, I don't think it's really going to matter on election day who wins, because, I'm hoping that President Trump wins. But when I say it's not going to matter, I do believe that the radical left is going to burn down the country one way or another. They are going to try to, burn cities down ahead of the election. I think that one thing that we can anticipate is that, regardless of what happens with the election results, there's probably going to be massive amounts of political violence, just like we've been seeing in the last few weeks. And I predict that when President Trump wins, you'll have Antifa, you'll have Black Lives Matter, people pouring into the streets, trying to, burn down the suburbs. And I saw today that Nancy Pelosi is also adding fuel to the fire by talking about how we need to have a discussion regarding the 25th Amendment. And then you have, propaganda that's being pushed out, not only by by Kamala Harris during the debate where she says that, I don't know where this poll came from, but I'm sure you caught it during the debate where she said that more Americans have a favorable view of the president of the Chinese Communist Party than they do President Trump. I don't know how saying that during a vice presidential debate helps anyone besides China, who I would argue that we're in a, you know, we're in a soft war with right now. That's what you're going to get, right? That's what you're going to get with a Joe Biden, or I should say a Kamala Harris presidency, because we all know that she really is the face of the campaign. I found it to be quite striking. 2 days ago, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden had a new campaign ad out, and Joe Biden was actually blurred in the background, but Kamala Harris's face was front and center. And so as a communications major, you know, what that tells me is that Kamala Harris is the one who's actually really running for president.
Laura, what has it been like for you running in Florida that people that aren't running for office wouldn't experience during this election? Because people that I talk to that are public figures, they actually find that Biden's way less popular than the media says. There's a lot of undercover videos that came out, people posing as Biden supporters yeah. inside their own meetings. They hate him. In fact, a lot of them actually like Trump. So really there is this secret Trump voter faction where people are really getting tired of the media trying to force feed them Harris and Biden.
Well, they definitely are lying about the polls. I'll tell you, I'm running for Congress here in Florida's 21st district, which is actually home to President Trump. And Palm Beach County is supposedly a blue area. They say that the district that I'm running is in is supposedly D plus nine. But there is an overwhelming support for not only my campaign, but also President Trump's. Florida, just Palm Beach County is the location of those enormous Trump boat parades. They actually originated here in Palm Beach County, and I participated in one on the lead boat a couple weeks ago, and there were over 2,200 boats with Trump flags everywhere. Joe Biden was actually in Florida just a few days ago, and they went to Little Havana in Miami, which is full of Cubans. I heard that they didn't have a good reception there because the Cubans have fled communism and they don't want to return to it with a Joe Biden, Kamala Harris presidency. Then they went to Little Haiti, and the Haitians didn't want to receive them well because the Haitians have a really dirty taste in their mouth about the Democrat Party, given that Hillary Clinton and her foundation, you know, embezzled millions of dollars of aid that was supposed to go to the Haitian people.
It's over a billion. Actually, it's over $1 billion. And then, yeah. then got implicated then, in the giant UN child kidnapping operation that even Associated Press.
Yeah.
You can't make this stuff up.
You can't make it up. So the I don't know why the Democrats think they're going to come to Florida and pander to the Cubans, pander to the Haitians, the black community. And then they went to Century Village, which was located in my district, which is a predominantly senior Jewish community. And Lois Frankel, who I'm running against, radical Democrat, she was there. And it was the funniest thing, Alex, because we actually had a sign waving. And there were more Laura Loomer for Congress volunteers and Trump supporters waving signs than there were actual attendees of this so-called drive-in rally for Jill Biden and Lois Frankel.
I saw some of that footage. I forget the link. Send us that link during the break. I want to show that.
Yeah.
I saw that in Florida in Palm Beach. As here comes Biden. I couldn't even see signs for Biden. And I saw all those Trump Laura Loomer signs.
Yeah, and then as Jill and Joe Biden were driving in, you just heard people chant Laura Loomer for Congress and four more years. And, you know, it's embarrassing. I mean, it's so embarrassing for Joe Biden. But they have to manufacture. They have to manufacture press and fake polls just like they did with Hillary Clinton. I mean, I recall, you know, all the coverage we did together in 2016. And, you know, I was in the room with President Trump the night he beat Hillary Clinton. And I'll never remember that the election really could have been called around midnight, but the reporters were refusing to call Pennsylvania when it went for President Trump. So
you
they
just
sat
hit
around.
The key. Let's come back and talk about election night. 25 days out. The Democrats say they're not going to allow Trump to contest or declare victory. They're going to hold it up regardless till all, quote, ballots are counted, which is impossible because they pumped 80 million of them out, have been harvesting them, hoarding them, sitting on them. They're arresting people from Texas to Michigan running scams. This is just, the enemy's got tricks up their sleeves. Let's talk about what those could be straight ahead.
Stand back and stand by.
During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement Winter Sun Plus at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio, 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowwhey.com. Greenmeadowwhey.com.
October 8th, 2020, Thursday transmission, 104 days out from the election. That's right. I said that on purpose. We're 25 days technically to the election, but until President Trump is seated as president again on that inauguration in D.C., we're not out of the woods. Because the end game of the election is getting him seated, and the deep state intends to contest it 100 times worse than they did last time by breaking the country up and having the UN declare that the election was illegitimate. The New York Times just announced that. I mean, that's it. New York Times tips its hand. UN to uncertify U.S. election. We're going back to Laura Loomer here in a moment, but speaking of that, Gateway Pundit wrote about it. InfoWars wrote about it. You can go see the screenshots, see the video for yourself. You've got Pence up there with Chinese subtitles. It was being aired on national TV. Kamala Harris' attack team said that we'd lost the trade war, that China was good, that we were bad. And Pence began to counter that. First, let's play 13, and they censored 14. Those are the clip orders I have. It's the same area of the tape. When he started talking about how we really won the trade war, it went to the barcode, the rainbow colors up there, and said lost transmission. And so international media is reporting on this, and then every time he started bringing up something else, they would do the same thing as well. So we already experienced that type of censorship online, but now it's coming to television, and we continue to follow the communist Chinese model. So here's what they censored.
With regard to China, look, Susan, first and foremost, China is to blame for the coronavirus. And President Trump is not happy about it. He's made that very clear, made it clear again today. And China and the World Health Organization did not play straight with the American people. They did not let our personnel into China to get information on the coronavirus until the middle of February. Fortunately, President Trump, in dealing with China from the outset of this administration, standing up to China that had been taking advantage of America for decades in the wake of Joe Biden's cheerleading for China, President Trump made that decision before the end of January to suspend all travel from China. And again, the American people deserve to know Joe Biden opposed President Trump's decision to suspend all travel from China. He said it was hysterical. He said it
Thank
was
you,
xenophobic.
Vice President Pence.
But President Trump
Vice
has
President
stood
Pence,
up
your
to China. We're going to continue to stand strong.
Thank you, Vice President Pence.
We want to improve the relationship, but we're going to level the playing field, and we're going to hold Vice China accountable for what they did to America with the coronavirus.
Thank you.
All right, the next she counters, he responds, and the color bars come up. I was calling it the rainbow thing. I turned it to Joe Biden. You know, we pledge allegiance to, well, you know the thing. I'm like, what do you call those rainbow things? You know the thing. Color bars come up saying, stand by, signal lost. But it wasn't no signal. And just incredible. So let's go ahead and play the actual clip that they did censor. Here it is.
Senator Harris.
Let's talk about that. The vice president earlier referred to, as part of what he thinks is an accomplishment, the president's trade war with China. He lost that trade war. He lost it. What ended up happening is because of a so-called trade war with China, America lost 300,000 manufacturing jobs. Farmers have experienced bankruptcy because of it. We are in a manufacturing recession because of it. And when we look at where this administration has been...
By the way, just hit pause. The same thing happened with Big Mike when she did that whole 25-minute unwatchable thing. I watched the whole thing. It was telling you torture. Never seen such lies. Just every word's a lie. They keep saying it's Trump that caused the shutdown of the economy. It's the media hyping it, demanding it, blue states, blue cities, big tech, setting the precedent, and then Trump went halfway along with it, and then you call the global depression, you started something he did when you were the ones bragging that you did it to punish us, you monsters! And she just hopes and prays every day that you don't remember what they really did. And we're here to remind you and remind others and play the clips of them saying we want to deep six the economy. And now they want to deep six the dollar, even if Trump isn't in, because they want to loot the country. So if they deep six the dollar, remember, they did it. God, they're incredibly evil. By the way, Laura Loomer had a power outage. This seems to happen all the time with our guests. So that's why I'm not making her hold during this. We're trying to get her back on. Let's go back to the clip.
Estimates that by the end of the term of this administration, they will have lost more jobs.
Hey, pause again. They want a $2 trillion+ carbon tax to begin that no one else in the world in China and India has to pay, making it impossible to do business here. They They want us to keep getting the most expensive drugs in the world from China when Trump's cutting out the middlemen. These people openly want to rape you. If you know anything, Trump is doing everything you do to help the people. It's true. Any moron could look into any one of these things, but no. I got a clip coming up where she goes, we're not going to ban fracking. We're not going to restrict it. That's a lie. She says that's a lie and waves her hand. That's a lie. A little fly flies out of her wrist and lands on him. But she's on video, and so is Biden in the last year, saying, I promise you we're going to ban fossil fuels. That'd be the total. That's worse than banning fracking. That'd be like if you said, I'm going to ban white bread. You know, I heard you're going to ban white bread. I'm not. That's not true. I'm going to ban all bread. Just a little. I'm sorry. I'm trying to think about watching that debate last night. The crew was doing such a good job. I didn't come in. I watched it, though. Pence is going to make a great president. Man, I wish he was younger. But you know how it works. The Democrats probably get somebody in 4 years. Pence is dynamite. He's just smarter than Trump in many ways, but doesn't have the populist in him. Well, let's just say this. He's gotten better with Trump. The two have made each other better. Let's go back to Kamala. Go ahead.
Other presidential administration. And the American people know what I'm talking about. You know, I think about 20-year-olds. You know, we have a 20-year-old, a 20-something-year-old, who are coming out of high school and college right now, and you're wondering, is there going to be a job there for me? We're looking at people who are trying to figure out how they're going to pay rent by the end of the month. Almost half of American renters are worried about whether they're going to be able to pay.
Their whole system is about bankrupting, destroying the economy, making it not work, so you've got to go under their control so they can make you poor permanently and in the middle class. That's the whole leftist plan, Cloward and Piven, and they've done everything to do this. Trump turned it around in a couple years. They reversed it with their damn COVID crap, and then they have the nerve to go, people are worried about money. He's going to take your money away. Continue.
End of the month. This is where the economy is in America right now, and it is because of the catastrophe and the failure of leadership of this administration.
Wow.
Thank you, Senator Harris. Vice President Pence, let me give you just 15 seconds to respond, because then I want to move on.
They got
on.
That well, stupid plastic up between them.
Look,
God.
Lost the trade war with China. Joe Biden never fought it. Joe Biden has been a cheerleader for communist China over the last several decades.
And they cut this. This is what China cut.
Again, Senator Harris, you're entitled to your opinion. You're not entitled to your own facts. When Joe Biden was vice president, we lost 200,000 manufacturing jobs. And President Obama said they were never coming back. He said we needed a magic wand to bring
them
back.
By the way, the Democrats demanded those barriers be there.
Rollback regulation, unleashed American energy. This administration saw 500,000 manufacturing jobs created. And that's exactly the kind of growth we're going to continue to see as we bring our nation through this pandemic. But a Green New Deal, your massive new mandate, your Paris Climate Accord, it's going to kill jobs this time, just like it killed jobs.
I just need to respond very briefly.
15
please.
Seconds. And
thank you.
We'll move.
Thank you.
That's enough from her. We're going to break. People can watch the full debate. It's on InfoWars.com. But notice that the communist Chinese didn't cut it off when he blamed them for COVID. But when he said, we don't want the carbon taxes and China's exempt from them, they're like, cut that off, because that shuts us down. We cannot operate under those carbon taxes. Hopefully Laura Loomer can get back up with us. The Hodge Twins are coming up regardless. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com. Tomorrow's news today. Whatever you do not share those live links.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946.
800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Ones are coming up later in the next hour. Laura Loomer's got technical problems. She'll pop back in tomorrow. I want to give the number out specifically on one subject. Okay, maybe two. The United Nations openly calling for overseeing the U.S. election and the race war, and the New York Times calling for the U.N. to occupy the U.S. That subject, and what did you think of the debate last night? And Mike Pence. We'll only have time to probably take 10 calls or so. So I want to get 10 calls on the board right now, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-ALEX. And we will go right to your calls, 877-789-2539. Looking at some of the other news, though, I watched the footage out of Wisconsin where a black cop shot somebody questionably. Cops are going to make mistakes. But we don't want unlimited power in the government. But you can't have a bunch of rioters be their own government unto themselves. We know that's the worst form. One of the worst forms. But the new footage, and then to have Kamala Harris saying, oh, I'm with the peaceful protesters, and oh, I'm with them in Wisconsin, and oh, they're all good people. Is this not true? Breaking. Rioters in Wisconsin smashing businesses, brandishing guns, and attacking homes, including ones that put Black Lives Matter on the doors and sidewalks. Like you put lamb's blood, I guess. In ancient Egypt, so the angel of death would pass you over on Passover, and they'll kill Pharaoh's son or whatever. Well, they actually do that here, but it isn't enough. There's footage of folks running out going, "We're liberals. We support you." And then they howl and scream and break their stuff because they don't care. They're a howling mob of criminals, you idiot leftists. You think your virtue signaling does anything? It doesn't. Homeowner confronts armed rioters smashing homes. Do you know how many people who support you live on this street? We're going to play that clip coming up in a moment. And then continuing, cashier at businesses being pillaged by Black Lives Matter rioters hand out plastic bags to help mob carry away their looted goods. We're going to play that in a moment as well. But first, let's play the clip of the homeowner saying, "Do you know how many people who support you live on the street? Hey, buddy, you're white. You've got a bunch of Soros operatives that want a color revolution. You're just a prop in that, you dumb white person that hates your own race, hates your country, and thinks that you're part of a good anti-racism movement." Antifa and BLM are communist, globalist, mega murder organizations by George Soros, one of the most evil men on planet Earth, who works for the criminal elements of the CIA, on record. Here's the homeowner begging with them.
You don't even know who in this neighborhood supports what you're doing and doesn't. If you're going in my yard, you have no idea. You know how many Democrats, how many MPS teachers, union members, other people that could support you live on this street? And you're going to let him ride in my yard?
They're commies, you dumb bastard. That's what you work with. A fool? You pretend like you're this good liberal. You're not. You're a monster. You know, that guy's even worse than the people looting the yard. At least they're just mindless criminals. He just plays games with himself. So it's a bunch of thugs that want to attack white people. And here's the white guy begging them, pleading with them. See how far that gets you in the end, buddy. And they got somebody going crazy and revving their motorcycle in the front yard. They go, "Let's pass him on. We don't need to hit him in the head with a bike lock. He's submitting and groveling. He's scared of us." How many of you say, "I come out here to feel powerful. I can feel people scared of me"? Here's another video. This is probably the most powerful. The cashier at businesses in the same town, because a black cop shot a black guy, being pillaged by Black Lives Matter rioters, hand out plastic bags to help carry out the looted goods. Here's that footage.
Dude, he is actually giving out bags. No way. Folks, I've never seen anything like it.
The Stockholm Syndrome, man. Now, guys, let's explain what's happening here. The globalists have taken over the cities, destroyed them, done everybody down, shipped drugs in, preached that white people are bad and America sucks. And now they're going to burn all the buildings, close all the shops. They never come back. And then it flushes all those folks out into the neighborhoods of hardworking Americans of every race, color, and creed. That's why Obama said, before he left office, he signed a law saying the countryside is racist and capitalist. We're going to build 10-story on average with the Agenda 21 model, the UN model, in any little town. And then we'll bring in people that we control who are on welfare, who run your life. And then they will burn things whenever we want if we give the order to the media. And so here you see it, going up and attacking little townhouses. I mean, I'd say these are blue-collar houses for Wisconsin. You get a pretty big house for not a lot in Wisconsin. This is a small town. These are, looks like fourplexes. So they're apartments. And you've got roving groups of blacks, mainly, led by some white meth heads, knocking out windows and attacking people's doors. And, of course, Soros thinks somebody's going to actually shoot one of these people someday, and hopefully they're white. And then you could have a bigger race war. And the UN has said, we're going to come in during the race war and declare that this was a fake election and say that Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are the presidents. Boom, just like that. Oh, the UN says who won the election. Oh, the UN says what you can say about COVID-19 or hydroxychloroquine. Oh, the UN, this local hospital owner that says they've gotten thousands of patients with COVID-19 and every one of them has done well on zinc, hydroxychloroquine, and Z-Pak, which kills bacteria that carry viruses. It's a lot of times you're actually dying of a bacterial infection, but they'll call it viral because the virus is also there. Basically 100% recovery if it's caught early to mid-stage. And they went, well, the UN doesn't agree with that, so you're banned. And then all these medical doctors and mainline magazines and mainline hospitals got banned off YouTube, Twitter, Facebook for saying, hey, we recommend you take vitamin D3, zinc, and vitamin C. Well, the FBI raided folks in California, Michigan, and Florida, doctors, for telling their people that came in scared, hey, what do I do? They said, vitamin C. They said, well, the FBI raided, the grand jury indicted. They said, we don't care if you have a medical degree. We don't care if it's legal what you did. The UN said there's no preventative or cure for COVID-19. You're getting handcuffs put on you. And then weird FBI lawyers like point machine guns at you. You're bad because I point a machine gun at you. I mean, it's just psychotic leftist evil. All trained in universities that they're the ruling class. They're the gods. They control us. And then the god, Fauci, came out a month ago. And he said, it would be good to take vitamin D and C to help you. You need it, he goes, if you are deficient. Well, yeah, because any virus will kill you. If you don't have enough vitamin D or vitamin C, it'll kill you, kill you. There's a whole bunch of but again, I even had personal people I know well, but they're still older than me, so they're smarter than me. I had a high-powered lawyer I'm friends with and know. So, Alex, I thought you were making that up about vitamin D and stuff. Why, Fauci? And he was, the lawyer was looking at me like, oh, Fauci agreed with you. Oh, my God. How did you know that before Fauci? This is the psychotic mental illness of the public. The FBI raids with machine guns. Doctors that give people vitamin C. Think about that. That is the level of patheticness we are under. We are under UN control right now. And Trump started doing the right thing when he pulled us out of the WHO. We need out of the whole UN. All its boards are run by Marxists and Leninists. The WHO leader is a Marxist-Leninist that helped murder a bunch of people and round them up in Africa. God help us. All right, I'm going to go to break. I'm coming right back with your calls in 2 minutes. Doyle, Josh, Bob, Brian, Debbie, Pete, David, and others on the UN takeover on all of them. But look, the UN controls what you can say. The UN controls what doctors can prescribe. And the UN says they control our election. And I expect the FBI, if Trump says he really won, they'll probably blow his head off and say, you said you won. The UN said you didn't. And just blow his head off. That's how they are. It's just a cult. The whole damn government's a cult of scum and filth and trash and garbage and communists. God Almighty, damn them to hell. Hour number 3 is straight ahead.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. 2.5 months ago, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection I picked up from a sick friend. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided and the sore throat improved but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then listened to one of Stephen Hoyer's videos on Green Meadow Way and tried a sample. Shortly after having my first service, serving, I had a wonderful increase in energy. I then ordered the 5-pound container and started taking only 1/2 scoop per day. Immediately, my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.